Hello boys and welcome to Ballers in Pajamas Football Edition. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about the transfers which are happening around the globe, especially in European football, and the big names, the big teams which are dealing in the market because there's not much traction with the smaller teams. So we'll talk about clubs like PSG, Man U, Real Madrid, AC Milan, Juventus, City and Chelsea. The big action is happening in that area, so we'll be sticking to that. Starting with PSG, the big name, Jehan, let's start with you. What's happening with them? Who are all coming and going, and like what is the deal with them? What do you expect of them after all these transfers?
I guess they are going all out for the Champions League. I guess the ultimatum, they are becoming the new Galacticos, I guess, because the way amount of signings they are making, like they got the best defender in the world right now, Ramos. They got Ashraf Hakimi. Yeah, they're strengthening this. They extended Neymar's contract. And now Mbappe, maybe if he's up for sale, then they might sell him at a good price. But if he also ends up staying, I guess that they'll be unstoppable, I guess, this season. Hopefully, they should be living up. Donnarumma, yeah. That's one of the best, of course, yes. So I guess, yeah, they should be aiming at the Champions League, I guess, this season, because they have to live up to their signings after spending so much. Mm-hmm. They also got Gini Wijnaldum by giving him double the salary what Barcelona had offered him. Mm-hmm. So I guess, yes, with all the signings they are like making, and they will obviously go and look for the Champions League, because League One is obviously going to be maybe one-sided only with this kind of a team. I guess there will be not much competition.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think of the future of Keylor Navas?
I feel really bad for him. I mean, he was a superstar at Real Madrid also. Eventually, like, won them. He was a part of a Champions League winning reign for 3 years. And suddenly, Courtois coming in, he was made the second choice. And here also at PSG, he has done the same thing. Like, he got here, he was named number one. And suddenly, they bought Donnarumma, like, who was supposed to be one of the best.
At least they could have swapped him with him, right?
Yeah, that could have been a good option. But I don't know what is wrong. Like, I really feel bad for him. Really, mm-hmm. He's one of the very underrated keepers. But for me, he was one of the best keepers in the world.
Correct. Exactly. I mean, he makes those crucial saves every time, and
he's made many, many, and yeah, a very underappreciated guy.
Exactly. Now going on to Man U, I'll bring you in later, Jehan, on this. I know you're very excited to talk. So let's go with Nihar first. What do you think of all the transfers going on with Man U?
They're pretty good. I think the last time they had a good window was when they bought Pogba and all. I mean, after that, they really had very bad seasons, the transfer windows. But right now, they're really good. I mean, they got Sancho and they got Varane. I mean, 43 million for Varane is a steal if you consider Ben White gone to Arsenal for 50 million. So Man U should, Man U actually had a very decent market, business in the market right now, and they literally got the guys they wanted, and they still want to buy one or two they want to do one or two more transfers, I assume. I think Ole got all the guys he wanted now. The fans were like wanting a right winger and a decent centre back to pair Maguire, and everything got ticked. I mean, that's a good business by them. And I think they should win something this season. I mean, one more season without any trophy, I think they will become a joke of a club, according to me. When being a big club, you should win something time to time. Not every season, at least.
Mm-hmm. And Jehan, what do you think like the next signing should be? Do you need any signing at this point? Or
Yes. We need Kieran Trippier, actually. Because, see, I'm not denying Aaron Wan-Bissaka is bad. Like, he's one of our best right backs since Antonio Valencia left. But Ole and the fans are not really happy with his attacking thing. Like, he hardly attacks and scores goals. Where Trippier, you see, he plays more of an attacking winger also. His free kicks, his set pieces are good. He sometimes takes penalties as well, and he pushes forward and provides assists to the forwards. So like, Bissaka only focuses more upon his defending part near the right back. Like, he pushes forward, but his accuracy is not appropriate. So I guess Ole they are going for him, Trippier, and I guess he will be brought in, I guess, by the end of the transfer window at least. So yes, I think Kieran Trippier is needed, and also he plays at the left, so that's also a good thing.
I think
because
he's
Diego
doing quite well
Diego
in Atletico.
Dalot will be, yeah, Diego Dalot, he's leaving United, from what I have heard, because he needs
Okay.
playing time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, so I guess yeah, he was yeah, Trippier has done very well in Atletico. He really really loved his time over there, and yeah, I guess he'll be a good addition. His family background is from Manchester, and his old favorite parent club also was Man United only as a boyhood club. So I guess yeah, it'll be a really really good signing.
Is there any concern in the front line as well for Manu, or do you think the one which United has is enough at this point?
See, with Rashford gone for around 3 to 4 months, it slightly can be saying a little bit not weaker, but I guess it will be not a concern. But we have backup options like Dan James is there. We can, if Martial steps up, it will be really great. Of course, Cavani will be there, and now addition of Jadon Sancho will be very crucial because he can play anywhere up front. He can play left, right, center, anywhere, and of course, Mason Greenwood is always there
Yeah,
to
Greenwood, I really liked him
cover them
last
up.
season.
Greenwood has been really, really impressive, especially on the right-hand side. So yeah, so I guess Jadon Sancho or maybe Dan James can fill up the left-hand side. And if Martial steps up, he can be a really, really good backup to Cavani.
That's great.
And also not to forget Anthony Elanga, like the upcoming talent, the youth, the 18-year-old guy. He is also a future of the club, I guess, because he has some great potential. He has great pace and some great shooting skills. Like if you see some 2-3 goals he has scored for the club in the 2 in preseason and 1 last season, like he has been really, really impressive.
We'll see, definitely see about that, how that goes with Manu. But certainly, this is a very good transfer window for them after a very long time. And happy seeing Manu spending in the market and the bond
That
between.
is that is really because Ed Woodward has been sacked, and obviously you got Murtagh again, so this is why you see results in. Because what Nihar spoke about of like last window when Zlatan and Pogba were signed in, and even Mkhitaryan was signed that time, but those were, I guess, panic buys, especially Pogba. Like they had pressure from the top to buy, and like they overspent it on Pogba becoming the world's richest player, and they overspent like that. Those were panic buys, according to me. I mean, Pogba also flopped in this first season. So yeah, but I guess now we are focusing more on like whom we need to get, like Varane. He was fought for a steal. That was it.
That's a perfect steal. I mean, even for Real, coming back to the Real, which we are going to discuss next. So actually, the bond between these two sides, Manu and Real, has been good. I mean, there are a lot of players which have gone back and forth, and I see this transfer going well as well. I mean, there was no sense asking a lot of amount for Varane, which only had 1 more year left on his contract. And I think he had a really good deal and really good time with Madrid as well. He spent around 10 seasons at Madrid and won almost everything. Coming to Real Madrid's potential transfer, we do need some reinforcement at the back. That is certainly required. And I think letting both of the core of the team go at a single transfer window, it kinds of breaks the team's structure as well. So you do not want to lose your core of the team, and that has happened now. So we'll see how it gets built up upon. I would like to see one or two more transfers before the window ends.
Mbappe, comment on that.
Mbappe.
170 million for a guy whose contract is going to end in 1 year. What do you make of it, Shubham?
Are they going to
I mean,
pay? I don't think it is happening.
I really read
That is the
something
real
about
motive.
saying
That is the real motive
Real is not
by
spending on anyone because they want to buy only Mbappe now.
since 2 seasons they haven't spent. They have cut down salaries. They have sold their two best defenders in the world. They have sold their main attacker, like who the pillar, Ronaldo. I don't know how many more they're going to sell now.
No, but I'm pretty sure 170 won't be the price that Real is going to be paying at this time. I don't think they can let go. I mean, by knowing the profile of the club, I can definitely tell that amount of money will not be spent. That is for sure. At least for a 1 year deal, because it just
See,
maligns.
point is if Mbappe, like PSG offer Mbappe a ridiculous contract, and if he signs up, his market value is going to increase there and there, and it will be all over for Real, I guess.
That's the game
Perez
they're
will again
playing,
need
right?
to start shuffling. Yeah,
That's the game.
exactly, they are trying to do. They want to push Real out of the competition completely.
That's
They
the
want
game
to
they're
get a
playing, yeah.
ridiculous price. Yeah, I guess because Mbappe will be such a price tag, I guess nobody will be able to afford him other than PSG. I guess
it will be. Yeah,
Mbappe rejected a 35 million, per year contract from PSG. Do you think Real can afford that many high wages to Mbappe?
So
now?
That wage will not be discussed for sure, because even both the parties, at least there are three parties involved in this case. One is Mbappe's side and the both of the teams. So one side has ridiculous amount of money and the other one is actually moving around. So even Mbappe's side knows that 30-35 million is not the thing. If money was the issue, he would have stayed. So money is not the issue, right? That we can at least deduce from this point. But yeah, the wages will be higher than almost everyone in the world. But yeah, 30-35 won't be the ridiculous amount, because I'm pretty sure we don't play in red and blue that we can pay such good amount of money. They can certainly do, but Real cannot. So I don't think this season it will be happening. 170, totally out of the box.
Going to see, because if he's gone for free, but if he's going for free, if Mbappe is going for free next season, it's going to be a disaster, because people are going to literally become cats and dogs for him.
Yeah, that will happen. But personal terms, he can agree, right? He can agree on personal,
yeah, personal terms. See, he can agree. He's going to go for free, he's going for Real. Simple as that. He always dreamt of playing at Real. So there is no point in thinking about
that. PSG are not a team who will let such a player go for free. See, because they have spent over 180 to 200 million on him.
About a generational player's legacy. He knew that. Everyone knew that his legacy won't be good if he stays at PSG.
Agree, bro. But PSG are in such a state right now where they will not. They are always money-minded, my friend. That is what I'm trying to say. They are going to play such a part in this that they are going to offer him a contract, increase his bill, either make him stay or either give ridiculous amount of money and they make him leave right now only.
Or, you can even think for a fact that they might bench him the entire season. Still, they can win. I mean, there is no need for him to play in Ligue 1.
Could be. Ligue 1 is not needed. Actually, he is not even needed.
Some great points being mentioned over here. But yeah, seeing him benched won't be something which anyone would like. And they will come under fire. At least it won't give a good sign to the current players, right? So the players which are on 1 and 2 year contract for PSG will be kind of under the radar. Like, if we do not agree to their terms, this can happen. And yeah, that would be a very bad sign, and no player would want to go there if that happens, because for a player, it is a terrible thing to happen. Now, going to Barcelona, Nihar, what's up, man? What's happening there?
I mean, for 1 week, they literally announced 4 players and they slipped. I mean, I don't know what happened to them after that. And they can't even register any of those players. They can't register their main asset, Leo Messi.
Oh, yeah. The contract hasn't been signed yet?
Nope, not yet. Wow. They were planning to announce it August 1st, before the Juventus friendly match, I suppose.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I think they did a very good business, actually, considering they spent only 9 million collectively on Emerson, Aguero, Garcia, and Depay. Mm-hmm. I think they really got a good deal. I mean, it's really good. I mean, considering Barcelona overspent, so they got 3 world class on free, so it's like a win situation for them. But still, that doesn't change the fact that they won't be favorites in any of the competition they play, except Copa del Rey. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They win only that easily. So La Liga, though, as I told, Real and Barca don't have a chance right now because of Real's defensive issues and Barca's. I still don't know why Barca can't get rid of players like Coutinho. Pjanic might leave to Juventus now, so that's on the radar right now. And even some fringe players. I mean, literally, Barca had 7 world-class attackers, man.
Yeah.
If you consider, Pedri is there, Messi is there, Griezmann, Coutinho we have, Depay, Aguero, Dembele,
Ansu Fati.
Yeah, if you had Martin Braithwaite there, you have 8. I mean, imagine that.
Martin Braithwaite did well in Euros, man. I really like this performance.
Actually, I mean, one aspect I like about him is he's humble. He really can't be the world-class player at Barcelona. So he's happy with the fringe role he gets. And he fulfills it. I mean, he never creates any fuss. So whatever the reason is, so Barca can't offload any. So unless they offload any, they can't register new ones. It's going to be a disaster for them if they can't.
That's the problem right now. In the market, no one wants to buy players for any amount of price.
Actually, yeah. And no Barca one really planning to loan them out.
Unless you are Rafael Varane and like you have a legendary status behind you, no one's going to buy you for even for 50 million euros if you are worth 100 million on the transfer market, no one is even going to buy you for 50 million. That is the problem, the big hole in the financial gap that we are seeing in the market. No one has
Example Phil Coutinho, clear example Coutinho.
Yeah,
when he joined Barcelona, his market value was 140 million, and now it's 30 million. Exactly. Imagine the downfall of it.
1 year of being injured, but what do you expect more? Yeah, same with Ansu Fati. I feel really, really bad for him. What a player of his caliber is sitting out for 9 months and probably could be like three more because he's predicted to come. Yeah, till October he's out. Mm. So it's really risky to get him back again.
Yeah, so Barcelona didn't 50-50. I mean, it's good and bad also same time because they got good players and they can't get let go anyone out. Yeah, that's my point on Barcelona's business this window.
So going to Juventus, let's go to the Italy. What's happening, boys? Jehan, you want to talk about it?
I'm really not surprised by Ronaldo staying there after all, because the thing is, I was somewhere was feeling he might end up staying, because after all the hype coming, he's going to PSG, he's going to coming back to United, might go back to Real, like everything starts, okay, I'm staying back at my home. So that's going to happen, I guess. But I don't know why they, maybe it was after all the money issues Juventus have, despite the, how are they able to afford his wages? That's like still a question mark. And of course, they are looking for more. They wanted Antoine Griezmann at there. They wanted Phil Coutinho over there. So I don't know where are they like getting the money from.
I mean, why in the world would you get two outclassed players at this point of time? I really don't see.
Desperate move.
Panic buying.
That is why they have loaned in Morata for another 2 seasons from Atletico.
Another 2 seasons.
Yeah, another 2 seasons. He's been loaned, still not permanent, but yet loaned. But yeah, at a very high, I guess, a high price.
Has the Chiesa transfer completed, or is it still there? Is he on loan?
No. He's. I don't think he's leaving.
10 million is the loan fee, Shubham, for Morata per season.
10 million.
Yeah. I guess they could have easily paid around 20 or 22, and directly bought him. That would have.
And after two seasons, they have to buy him for 25 million. So
yeah, that is the whole thing. Yeah, it's a proper buy. Yeah, that is literally, literally rubbish what they are trying to do. I mean, you're spending over like 40, 45 million on a disastrous player.
And thereafter, Locatelli now, I think he's a good buy. He'll be a good buy. And somehow, I still don't know why they really didn't go after Donnarumma. I mean, really don't know why. I mean, because he would have been replaced like Gigi.
Successor to Buffon. Exactly. He's been the successor to Buffon. Even having the same name. The best part.
Yeah, I mean, they would have gone for him. They didn't even try because their present keeper, the Polish one, I don't know how to pronounce him, ex-Arsenal one.
Yep,
he was shit last season. They would have let him go easily, man. I mean, they would have got Donnarumma for free. And he would be tempted to staying with Italian giants, right? I mean, he wants to win trophies. He just wants so many.
Even Dilate is on a way. Dilate wanted a way out, I guess.
No. There were rumors. That's it. So, he's the future for them anyway. He's the leader for them. He's going to be a leader for them. Mm-hmm. And they're extending the Bonucci and Chiellini's contract now. And I don't know why they want to keep Ronaldo anymore. I mean, with considering that Allegri didn't bring this out of Ronaldo back then.
Did you saw his comments on the press conference that day? Like, I want him to take more responsibility.
He's being so cocky. Yeah, I mean, even see, I think Bonucci is right. He left to AC Milan for 2 seasons, right?
Yeah.
One season.
He's telling that if he wants the captain's armband, he should buy and wear it in the hotel. What is wrong with him? Can't he be a bit respectful to the Euros winner?
No.
I don't know, man. Allegri is getting cocky. I don't know. I mean,
I'm seriously surprised Ronaldo is staying back despite Allegri joining back.
I don't know what's going on, but yeah, we'll see when the season starts, because you cannot bench someone who is scoring 35 goals a season on an average, right? If not
that's
him,
the problem.
Then who? If
Ronaldo
not him,
won't
then
score
who?
Against Allegri. He didn't. 26 is the highest he had, Ronaldo. That's a sad thing. Ronaldo should score more, and this guy can't play his team around Ronaldo. He wants the ball
around Ronaldo. Ronaldo just has to be in the center. As a striker, you just have to be in the center and put the ball in the behind the back of the net. That's what you need to do. But what happened with Ronaldo towards the end of the season was he was all over the place. He used to drop back, or he used to go towards left and right and try to do different things. Where he was needed was at the center of the box, which he was doing in when Zidane was there at Real Madrid. So he was always there in the middle. But at Juventus, he has been floating around under different coaches. And yeah, it has not gone.
That's a
well.
Bad sign, man, for development for a player. It'll be a tough sign, actually. I mean, he can't be developed under one, right?
fun fact about this thing is Ronaldo is going to be free next season, so it's going to be real fun to watch out who takes him, because obviously if Juventus gives him a better contract to make him stay, they will have to give him a ridiculous amount of money, which I don't think they will be able to afford it now.
No, if Juventus does not win, he's leaving. If Juventus does not win UCL or anything, he's leaving.
I guess this was the best. I think the best time was this time, this window only. Juventus would have made some amount of money, at least a 50 million, I guess they would have got. And they would have saved a lot of money on wages. So a lot and lot of money on wages.
They have listed him
They missed out on a chance,
million,
I guess.
Something. 25 is the...
They were ready for 30 million. Yeah. They were cool with 30 million. If they get 30 million, they're ready to go, let go of Ronaldo now. But no one will... PSG,
no, that is for the PSG, right? That is for the PSG to go. That and he goes only if Mbappe leaves. So
best possible way. But I think that is going to be a real good move if PSG Mbappe leaves and Ronaldo joins there. I guess that would be a perfect move for him.
Mm-hmm. Scoring hat tricks in a week in, week out.
Obviously, it's not about that, but it'll be he'll again be like once he'll be called top three Ballon d'Or contender for sure next season. Then.
Bro, you've stayed PSG, won't be in top three for Ballon d'Or contender. Simple as that.
So, and you score 50 goals, he'll be winning, he'll be trying winning the Champions League, he'll win the League One, he'll win that French Copa. What else do you want?
Messi winning Copa America will do, no? Messi just winning against Ecuador and one game against Brazil will put him for Ballon d'Or.
And not even scoring that goal.
Well, it is the same. International things. Yeah, so let's talk about Ronaldo then.
Same people.
City, boys, Man City. We are forgetting the big boy here. Man City.
Nice.
Transfer market.
Wow. Can you believe how Pep faked the crying? Huh? Remember, Pep cried saying he can't replace Aguero. Now he's willing to spend 200 million to spend on Kane and
Grealish. No, exactly that I'm going to say. We don't have money in this pandemic. We are in a situation. I mean, come on, you're talking from back of your head. You have bloody oil spillers over here. They're saying we don't have money. They were like, Ambani is like, I don't have money to eat right now. It's literally ridiculous. I mean, and you're spending 100 million on Jack Grealish. Aston Villa must be counting their players to get in. I mean, unbelievable. And like, Aston Villa can buy literally 5 to 6 players from
Money. They can literally buy Philippe Coutinho, bro, and Antoine Griezmann as well. Both.
Actually, yes. Barca are listening to 60 million offer for Griezmann and 30 for Coutinho. And still be left with 10 million. They can buy Braithwaite also at the bonus.
For that, he can buy Dembele. Dembele can go for 10, right? I think Barca will let
No, we will let him go for free if he's injured once more. It's fine. We don't want him if he's injured again.
Nice.
Just leave, bro. No need. Yeah, so, I mean, City, I think, you know, they don't need anyone, man. I mean, they're really good. I mean, come on, man. Where can you pinpoint any flaw in their lineup? They're getting Kane. I mean, imagine they get Kane now. No one is stopping them. I mean,
they got a bid rejected. 200 million bid was rejected from Tottenham. So that's
100 million.
That's a sign. 100
million bid. 100 million bid was rejected. Yes.
No, Baba. It was 200, bro. It was 200 million euros. It was bid. Million. Euros.
Jehan, you are wrong. 100 million plus 2 players offered in return to Spurs. And Spurs
But that will be equivalent to 200 only, na, Baba. You're sending up
the players include the big ones, Mahrez, Bernardo Silva, these kind of good players.
The wages. Look at their wages, bro. Their wages are ridiculously high. So that round figure will come to directly 200 only, right? Might as well. They're not showing it that way, but it comes to that only. They're immediately rejected.
His first can play around. They still have 3 more years of Kane's contract. So, yeah, Kane really don't have a say in this much. But Spurs get to keep an unhappy player, which is not a good sign for any club, though.
But I guess they are wasting him, I guess, yeah. A player of his caliber is becoming a golden boot. He's having a golden boot, having the highest number of assists this season, and just waste of time, I guess. He should just move out right now. Best time of the career to move out and win trophies.
Seriously, I heard United were after him previously, but I don't think they are not interested in him anymore. Only City are the genuine contenders for him.
I'm just thinking in a very weird way. Can you just retire from football with 1 year contract in your hand and then come back after retirement after you get dumped by Tottenham?
You know what? I think it's possible. But you lose 1 year of professional career. That's the point.
But then you're breaching the contract, I guess.
Yeah.
No, Jehan, it depends again. For example, if the club is paying for the entire duration, he can't play. But if club comes to some settlement with the player, I think that he can play after 1 year. I think 1 year is the rule, actually. Shubham, you're right. You can't play for 1 year after this. Even the managers have this. If they get the sack, they really can't coach the opposition team in the same league. I mean, Pochettino had that clause in his Spurs contract. So he didn't go to Premier League team back then. He went to PSG.
Now let's go to Haaland. What's up, man? Chelsea, man.
I mean, the things are getting...
No. He's staying. He's staying at Dortmund. That is for sure.
And why are Dortmund dumb? Can't they accept 150 and they'll let him go?
No. They won't. I know, but they don't. They won't let him go for free. They won't let him go this summer. No, whatsoever. They will not going to lose their goal scorer, I guess, because the way it's going.
Anything anyway. Why can't they let him go?
I know, but I guess they want more money. But the problem with them is the Dortmund are stupid because their 75 million release clause is going to be active next summer. So I guess that is really good. They will be really dumb. But I guess he is looking to stay. As for what he spoke out, publicly that day in press conference of saying, "Hey, I'm happy over here at the moment, and I am looking forward for a great season ahead." And they signed a player. I forgot his name. The right wing to replace Sancho. So he's like, I'm expecting him to give me more assists, and as how Sancho used to give. So I guess he's looking for a very fiery season this year again.
Maybe because of the history of German players failing in Bundesliga, Premier League.
Could be. Maybe he wants to. Maybe I guess he wants to make more of his name. Like, he wants to be more well known. I guess for a year, because Dortmund will be the right place for this kind, like, to develop. I guess they develop.
Or maybe they can work out a deal between Sancho and this guy, right? Maybe a swap deal or something like that. Or
no, Shubham, listen. I mean, you have to consider his asshole agent here, Mino Raiola, right?
Oh, nice.
So next season, 75 million, he gets Haaland to any big club, he's going to get 20-30 million as bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And signing bonus. I think it makes sense, because next season it will be in his control entirely. 75 million, he's gone. So I think he can negotiate the bonus part to a large extent. Imagine he's having another 40 goal season. 75 million plus, he will ask 50 million overall for him and his player. I mean, clubs will be willing to spend 125 million on Haaland anyway. They won't back out, considering the finances will improve. So I guess he'll wait out one more season. Might join Real in case if Mbappe thing backs out.
Yeah, we'll be waiting. Was reading about that too.
No, maybe Real is going to go all out on him.
Maybe he should. It will be best for him to at least go to League One, PSG. That would be the best move for him. At least moving around, scoring goals, being in the fame, and then making a big move when he's.
But again, from a less farmer team to a more like a farmer's league, yeah, doesn't make sense. I mean, a bigger league and perform. Come to City.
Is better than going to Chelsea and failing, right? We are seeing what.
I guess City could spend on Haaland. I guess it would be a really good move and a very interesting move. I feel.
He'll spending really, is not the really problem. I believe the performance and maybe the confidence.
Really, but I guess coming from a coach from, like, if you're under guidance under a coach like Pep Guardiola, I guess you'll be a completely one of the best strikers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope Haaland shifts to City if he has to. City, I don't know why are City not going for him.
I mean, see, you have to consider one more thing. Haaland is still 20. I mean, his development years are still ahead of us.
Absolutely, yes.
I think it's better he plays at Dortmund the entire full season there. And
Exactly. Arsenal.
Actually, yeah. So, let's talk about Arsenal, boys. My God, Djokovic, big club.
The Jokers, man. Jokers. I can literally see the Joker emoji right now in front of me.
They couldn't even qualify the same, for the right? Conference League.
Red and
white.
Sorry. And... Granit Xhaka was off to AS Roma. They are giving him an extended contract. They got Ben White for 450 million. And now they are looking to sign Tammy Abraham for 42 million. I was like, what nonsense. Tammy Abraham market value is 20 million. Yeah, Locatelli was about to sign and they've gone. Juventus have almost, I guess, hijacked the deal. Disastrous club.
Maybe we need to talk about the hard time clubs are facing to even sign players. I mean, players don't want to go there, right?
A player like Nicolas Pepe was signed for 77 million euros. I mean, it was a baseless signing, I guess. I guess he didn't have really much impact. Yeah, fine, he scored some goals, but what were they used for? They lost 14 games in the entire season and they came ninth. Could have been worse, but they didn't even qualify for the Conference League. And what are they up to? Exactly, and then, like, but they wanted Rafael Varane at once. Like, what is he going to do over there?
They're going
and for I Rafael really, Varane. really, I'm shocked about Ben. They wanted to go for Rafael Varane at once.
What the fuck?
But they eventually went. Yeah, they eventually went for Ben White. Yeah, for 50 million.
Varane would have
given some reality check by someone. I think when they were going for
Varane would have blocked them right away.
Rafael was like, okay, I don't want to pick up their call as well. Fuck it.
Wow. So I think Arsenal, I don't see any signs of improvement, man, this season too. I mean, the signings are pretty average. It's not like they are getting good ones in. And the existing ones are failing. I don't know what happened to Aubameyang last season. I mean, every season he scored goals, but last season he flunked. And even
he was in my FPL team, man, initially. He was in my FPL team. I felt so bad about him.
Yeah,
I guess Michael Arteta doesn't know his tactics well. Maybe his
he knows the tactics
enough.
Well, he doesn't know the man management well. He can't manage.
Yeah, man management. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't know the proper formation, I guess. Because
he's not valued, man. Simple as that. He's not valued. I mean, no one respects him in the dressing room. I feel that.
Yeah, because see, a player like Aubameyang is not used much. Like, he benches him often. I guess you can't bench a player like Aubameyang. Yeah, he's a goal scoring machine. You're wasting a player like him. Completely wasting a player like that.
Was getting benched and like both the good players, I think.
Yeah, and eventually I guess he's getting going to be signing a contract now because they eventually don't have many attacking options. They don't have many attacking options.
Yeah, so that is all for today's episode. I hope you really liked about the transfer talks that we had plus the insight that was provided by a panelist. I mean, we'll be back with another transfer episodes and much more in the coming days. And see you until then.